It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Monday, November 18th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. State regulators in North Dakota on Friday approved a pipeline route permit for Summit Carbon Solutions' proposed carbon capture pipeline. The route, approved by the North Dakota Public Service Commission, is part of a 2,500-mile proposed project covering five states, including Iowa. It's an important step, according to Summit CEO Lee Blank.
The fact that we've now got our permit approved here in the state is a very big deal for Summit Carbon Solutions, but just one more step in the process for the company. So we'll continue to work on the other aspects of the business as we move forward.
The approval has a direct impact on Summit's pipeline in Iowa, since its permit for construction in Iowa stipulates it cannot begin until the project is fully approved in both North and South Dakota. Sierra Club of Iowa's Jessica Mazur says pipeline opponents are disappointed in the permit decision, but the fight is far from over.
It's not something people are willing to compromise on. They're in this to protect their future, their farms, their legacies, their families, their communities. It just, there's too much at stake.
Summit plans to reapply for a permit in South Dakota on Tuesday. One branch of Summit's approved mainline would begin with the Homeland Energy Solutions ethanol plant between Lawler and New Hampton and be built west through Chickasaw, Floyd, and Cerro Gordo counties, among others. Summit has also applied to bring ethanol plants from the defunct Navigator CO2 Ventures carbon pipeline into the fold as well, including Valero Renewables near Charles City, Absolute Energy near St. Ansgar, and Poet Bioprocessing near Shell Rock and Fairbank. Meanwhile, Bremer County is being sued by Summit over attempts to regulate the company's planned carbon pipeline through that county. In 2022, Summit sued Story County and Shelby County in U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Iowa. Both lawsuits allege the locally elected county boards of supervisors were attempting to impose on the project siting requirements that are the exclusive province of federal regulators. In December of last year, a federal judge sided with Summit and permanently barred the two Iowa counties from enforcing their ordinances that restrict the placement of carbon dioxide pipelines. Summit has now sued Bremer County over the same issues, claiming that despite the December 2023 court ruling in the two previous cases, Bremer County has passed and let stand similar and in some respects identical local regulations of carbon pipelines and related construction activity. The county is also accused of threatening to fine Summit for noncompliance. The company says that on October 30th, Bremer County Attorney Darius Robinson wrote a letter stating that Summit was not in compliance with ordinances passed in September 2024 and threatening to fine Summit. In the letter, Robinson allegedly warned Summit that, quote, any noncompliance with the Bremer County ordinance can result in all legal remedies being pursued, end quote, and formally requested that company representatives attend an upcoming public meeting to discuss the matter. As a result, Summit says it now must seek declaratory and injunctive relief against the enforcement of the Bremer County ordinances. Bremer County has yet to file a response to the lawsuit. A Charles City 19-year-old has been accused of stealing $4,000 from the Youth Sports Foundation. Charles City police say Kalia Richard was arrested shortly before 6 a.m. Tuesday morning following a traffic stop at the intersection of E Street and 3rd Avenue. She faces charges of forgery and second-degree theft, both Class D felonies. According to criminal complaints, CCPD was advised on September 16th that a fraudulent check for $4,000 from YSF was done via mobile deposit through First Security Bank in Charles City. The signed check was allegedly addressed to Richard, who does not work for YSF. After a subpoena was approved, a review of account information and bank records belonging to Richard indicated she completed a mobile deposit of the check on September 12th at the bank and withdrew the $4,000 the next day. CCPD says Richard can be identified on surveillance video. Investigators say Richard admitted to completing the transaction, but that she didn't know the check was fraudulent, claiming she received the check from someone in Waterloo who told her it was okay to cash. However, she refused to identify the person who gave her the check. Richard also allegedly said she knew the check didn't belong to her, but times are tough, which is why she still withdrew the money. A Howard County man convicted of sexual abuse in Floyd County has lost an appeal of his conviction. 62-year-old Randy Niebauer of Elma was arrested March of 2023 on one count of second-degree sexual abuse, a Class B felony. A criminal complaint stated Niebauer sexually assaulted a child under the age of five at least three times while babysitting the child at his apartment in Charles City between November 2018 and August 2021. As part of a plea agreement, Niebauer filed an Alford plea to one count of third-degree sexual abuse, a Class C felony. With an Alford plea, a person does not admit guilt but acknowledges there's enough evidence for a likely conviction. Niebauer was sentenced in January to 10 years in prison. He later filed an appeal arguing his conviction should be reversed because no factual basis existed for his guilty plea and that he did not knowingly plead guilty. He also argued the district court abused its discretion by sentencing him to a prison term. The Iowa Court of Appeals last week affirmed his conviction, saying they did not have the authority to reach the merits of Niebauer's challenges, and they found no abuse of discretion in the district court's sentencing decision. A Northeast Iowa man will spend 3 decades in prison on child sex crimes. Evidence showed that between January 2022 and March of 2023, 38-year-old Jared Rigdon of Waverly downloaded and distributed files of child pornography using BitTorrent, a peer-to-peer network, as well as Kik. Rigdon admitted that he used video chat and screen recording applications to record dozens of clearly prepubescent children from around the world, whom Rigdon would solicit to engage in sexual and lascivious acts. Forensic review of his electronic devices discovered over 120,000 images of child sexual abuse materials. In March of this year, Rigdon pled guilty to 1 count of sexual exploitation of a child and 1 count of distribution of child pornography. Last week, he was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison, plus serve a 5-year term of supervised release after the prison term. The Charles City and New Hampton City Councils meet in regular session tonight. On the Charles City Council agenda at 6 p.m. in City Hall is approval of the latest payment of over $633,000 to Heartland Asphalt for work on the Main Street Rehab Project. On the New Hampton Council agenda at 7 p.m. at City Hall is possible action on a plan from Fire Chief Toby Schwickerath to replace the NHFD grass truck that was damaged last month. The truck was on its way to a grass fire when it was hit by a non-emergency vehicle when the driver's vision was obscured by smoke across the roadway just north of Fredericksburg. New Hampton School Board also gathers for their regular monthly meeting tonight at the high school FCS room. The 6:30 p.m. agenda includes election of board president and vice president, positions currently held by Jay Matthews and Tim Denner, respectively. The board is also slated to discuss the latest developments in recruitment efforts for the successor to Superintendent Jay Jurens, who will retire at the end of the current school year. Jurens is also the shared superintendent with the Turkey Valley School District, with both districts jointly searching for their next shared superintendent. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.